You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. California took a huge leap towards its green energy future earlier this week when PG&E announced that they'll be closing the state's last nuclear plant by the year 2025. But for San Franciscans who want to go green before then, there's Clean Power SF. It's a locally managed power supplier, and it gives customers the option to get more renewable than they can get through PG&E. Customers can choose the green package that has 35% renewable energy, or they can choose the super green package, which is totally renewable. Some 8,000 San Francisco homes and businesses were automatically enrolled in the program last month. KALW's Lisa Bartfai talked to Assistant General Manager of the San Francisco Public Utilities Commission, Barbara Hale, about how Clean Power SF works.
How do I know that I'm getting my 100% renewable?
So really what you're doing is you're participating in the program. That's making decisions on your behalf to have a higher renewable content, right? But the laws of physics are the laws of physics. Electricity is going to flow on the system. On the path of least resistance. So unless you actually have power generation physically at your house or at your business behind the meter and not flowing onto the grid, you don't know what the mix is. It's going to be a blend. What's important about Clean Power SF is we're making the commitment to a greener electric supply.
And so, as we mentioned, only 8,000 people are enrolled so far. That must be just a fraction of San Francisco. So when can the rest of the city expect to be enrolled in Clean Power SF?
Yeah, well, so we're saying only, and that's true, but wow, 8,000. It used to be zero. So we're looking at that as the starting point. Those 8,000 accounts amount to about 30 megawatts. As you said, we started that service May 1. Our next enrollment for additional customers is August 1st.
You're scaling up quite a lot. So mm-hmm. Where are you going to be finding this renewable energy?
So the development of renewables in the state of California is pretty robust. There are quite a number of market players, quite a number of developers. There's a queue of developers signing up projects for transmission access to the grid and developing those projects throughout the state. Wind, solar, biomass are very actively being developed in California. And with California's laws changing to increase the required amount of renewables that any electric power provider needs to have, there's sort of a clear, forced, if you will, market incentive for that development to continue. So we are pretty confident that when we need the power supply and we need it to be renewable, it'll be there for us.
So I'm speaking with Barbara Hale here at her office at the San Francisco Public Utilities Commission, and you do water, power, and sewage, maybe the less sexy part of the job. I know that in some other states, for example, Texas, consumers can go out onto the energy market and buy for themselves. They don't have to wait for their city to buy for them. How come San Francisco can't do that? How come they can't choose among any provider and get whatever mix of renewables they like at a price that works for them?
Yeah, so we're operating in a market that's regulated by the state. The California legislature allows cities and collections of cities like counties to become the supplier for electricity. And that's the area that is open in the market, is that choice for local governing boards to participate on behalf of their residents and businesses in their jurisdiction. So we just are operating under a different regulatory structure here in California that has just limited participation on the wholesale market to provide retail service to customers like San Francisco businesses and residents.
And is there something else sort of in your climate dream scenario? Is there something else alongside Clean Power SF that could really get us there and help us achieve those climate goals?
Yeah, so we are actively engaged in greening San Francisco's electric supply on two fronts, really. Our Clean Power SF program is one, and that's a partnership with PG&E, where we provide just the supply. We're also the power provider for San Francisco's essential services, the electric muni cars, the city hall, the fire and police stations, all currently receive Hetch Hetchy power from our hydroelectric and water system, water conveyance system. And that's 100% greenhouse gas-free electric supply. We'd be happy to bring more of that here to San Francisco.